are back on the Andy Finn Show, and I'm talking about misplaced priorities, and I was using the example of how misplaced SDI looked like once 9/11 hit, because it became clear we were worrying about the wrong things. But did supporters of missile defense decide to reprioritize? After 9/11, did George W. Bush or anybody on the Republican side or anybody that believes in this multi-hundreds of billions of dollars for missile defense, did anybody say, you know, maybe missile defense is not such a high priority and we should be checking container cargoes because someone might slip a nuke in that way? No, they didn't say that. In fact, in the early days after 9/11, it was incredible to hear some Republican supporters say, this proves we need missile defense even more. And I'm thinking, how does that follow? Well, their argument was that, see, we have enemies, see, we can be under attack. Yeah, but nobody's lobbing missiles. In fact, now that we're more aware of Al-Qaeda, it's much more likely to come into one of our ports by ship and somebody will try and explode a small nuclear device in a city that way. It is not going to come raining down from an intercontinental ballistic missile. Certainly not from a terrorist organization. They don't have intercontinental ballistic missiles. So all that happened was they didn't cut the funding for SDI, which would have made perfect sense. Instead, they stopped talking about it. You didn't hear anything about SDI, except Bush had promised to field the program, to actually get it out in production and have it, quote, defending the nation by the end of 2004. So he held to that schedule, and incredibly enough, even though the system failed most of the tests that were set up for it, and some of them were set up to make it easy for them to hit a single missile, and it missed most of the times, they still, quote, deployed the system last November with a straight face and claim it's semi-operational, although they admit they're field testing it now. Well, that's not how we do weapon systems. Put them out there before they're ready, and because the president said he would have it operational by the end of 2004. I mean, these are children making these decisions. When George W. Bush and Dick Cheney won the election, a lot of conservatives were gleefully saying that, oh good, the adults are back in charge, and wanted to claim that this was a mature group of people taking charge and would keep us safer and all this stuff. I'm sorry, but I don't see maturity from these folks. I see childish, spoiled brat-type behavior. And so the idea that we're still spending $7 or $8 billion a year on Star Wars when it's quite clear that the threats are minimal coming in that direction, because nobody's looking at the total cost of this. People say, well, $7 billion, what's wrong with spending $7 billion? Well, we're doing it every year. And if you go back to the beginning when Reagan first came up with this harebrained scheme, we're going to be looking at over $200 billion for missile defense, and then we still aren't going to be sure that it works. So I just think we ought to slow down on that and save a few billion a year and put it towards some other projects, like checking the container ships or coming up with a system to bond, certify, and lock up containers when they leave the ports of allies or whatever, so that we know which containers are legit and which ones aren't. So that's just a second example of this misplaced priorities. But the last piece I want to talk about on this score is this whole idea about blame and the federal level. You know, people say, well, President Bush wasn't to blame. Well, that's true. Bush personally is not to blame. And frankly, this problem, as I said, is too big for any administration. But he crowed about his ability to keep us safe. You know, the president's supporters argued in 2000. Actually, after 2001, you hear Republicans say, oh, thank goodness George Bush is president, as though he's done such a great job. And they say things like, oh, well, it's a good thing Al Gore wasn't president. You know, they argue he would have been an unmitigated disaster. I'm sorry, but those are 20 percenters talking. This idea that somehow Republicans are these whizzes with foreign policy and war and Democrats would be inept at it is extremely silly. Now, Republicans are more hawkish than Democrats in general, although it was Democrats that gave you both the Korean War and the Vietnamese War. But that aside, the logic has been that Democrats are soft on national defense, and so you got to have Republicans in at times of trouble. That is crap, because look what the Republican vision got us. Bush's fear, Cheney's fear, Rumsfeld's fear got us into Iraq. Also, their hubris made them believe that we'd be in and out quick. There were ample warnings that that's not how it goes in the Middle East. That's not how it goes in that part of the world. That's not how it goes when you take over a hostile country and expect to be able to change its form of government. So the argument going into 2004 was the same with Kerry, that, oh, well, George W. Bush has proven after September 11th that he's a leader, and the guy to keep you safe is George W. Bush. In fact, John Kerry would be a disaster. We cannot trust. This is what Republicans said, and even Cheney and Bush said it on the stump. You can't trust the other guy to do it. We're the only guys that can do this job. They built themselves up so much that now when a disaster hits, they have to take their lumps. I'm not saying it was directly Bush's fault, although putting Mike Brown in charge of FEMA was Bush's fault. That was a blunder that he may or may not be held accountable for, whatever that means these days. But when you put yourself up on a pedestal and say, the other guy's incompetent and we can do it all, then you better do it all. And they haven't done it all. So I guess the main thing I want to do here is debunk this idea about Republicans in general, but about Bush and Cheney in particular. This idea that Bush was the only one could keep us safe. You know, Republicans may have a hard time believing this, but if Al Gore had gotten the votes counted in Florida that he needed, and if he'd been installed as president, he would have reacted to September 11th in much the same way as Bush. He would have consoled the country, as Bush did. He would have unleashed an unmerciful attack against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, as Bush did. But he would not have gone into Iraq, I don't believe. I also don't know for sure that he would have put so few troops in Afghanistan. Maybe he would have, because Bush did that on military advice primarily. And so Gore probably would have taken the military advice too. But ultimately, bin Laden slipped away. Right? But Gore would have done enough things right that his stock would have risen too in America's eyes. America would have said, oh, Al Gore's a real leader, because he would have done the things that needed to be done. And we'd have this perception that he was a great leader. And then he would have been reelected on that basis. Would have been a slam dunk once he was smart enough to stay out of Iraq. And this whole myth of Democrats not being tough enough on national defense would go away. And that's what I don't think 20 percenters see. Right? The 20 percenters on both sides, the 20 percenters on the right, don't understand that Gore's standing would have gone up just like Bush's. It wasn't anything that Bush did really, although he had his bullhorn moment. Gore would have had his stature go up correspondingly if he had been president. And that would be true of virtually anybody who reaches the Oval Office. Now, if we'd had a President Gore, and you come to the 2004 election, and A, he got us into Iraq, imagine that he did, and left us in the situation Bush left us in, and he still hadn't gotten Osama bin Laden, and we were running deficits and all of that, do you think that the same people that are behind Bush would be behind him? Well, no, of course not. And so I guess what I want to say about that is that you end up with politics ruling the day here. So the 20%ers on the right are going to believe that Gore would have been incompetent in the same position. And the 20%ers on the left, of course, believe Bush is incompetent. Now, I am not a 20%er, but I can notice Bush's mistakes. So he's done some things right, and he's made some bonehead moves. Okay? But I guess what I want to say is that whatever lumps he gets over Katrina, I don't have a lot of sympathy because he set himself up and his fans, his followers, set themselves up as this is the guy that can do it and the other guy's incompetent. And here we are in the middle of Katrina with Rita coming on. When we come back, I'm going to move on to another topic, and we are going to talk about a couple of things in the world of technology, the Bushism of the week, and my Tall Tales contest. Taking the side.